We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up tonight, it'll be KU and TCU right here on KFH. We'll go on the air at 6:30 and tip off shortly after 8 with Greg Gurley and the play-by-play voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, who joins us now as he does every Wednesday. And certainly some bad news that we got within the last week. KU now will have to get a little bit creative again because they'll be without Doak for the rest of the season. Brian, they're used to playing without him, kind of, because of the high ankle sprain. But the rest of the year is a different animal. And Bill Self, again, who is famously creative sometimes in drawing stuff up in the dirt, might have to do it again, although you're going to take a red shirt off of Ochio Agbaji tonight. What can we expect from him?
You nailed that last name. Well done, Sage.
I'm glad I only had to say it once.
I'm going to teach you the first name. I know Bruce likes his chai tea lattes.
Okay.
It's Ochai.
Ah.
Ochai Agbaji. And once you hear the kids speak, you're going to fall in love with him as a student-athlete ambassador for us because he's one of the most articulate, just really grateful, happy to be here, busts his tail every day in practice type guys, and just is a breath of sunshine every time you talk to him. So I'm thrilled for him that the opportunity comes now. Selfishly, I was hoping they wouldn't have to do this because I am a big believer in Coach Self's, you know, typical principle that a guy can help you a lot more at 23 than he can at 18. And so if you're ever a fringe redshirt candidate early in your career, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's twofold. It's the need that you just mentioned based on Kansas having to commit to going smaller into the future here and with a four guard, one big lineup. But secondly, he's improved so much in the last 2 months. And they felt in the summertime he was their best athlete. They felt in the summertime he was one of their hardest workers. And I think when great athleticism meets, you know, daily hard work, dedication, preparation, and then, you know, some of the strength training he's been getting from Andrea Hootie, some of the basketball training he's been getting from Bill Self and his staff, we've seen this guy really blossom. And so you don't want to overhype him like he's going to come in and go for 12 tonight or anything like that. And when I referenced Coach Self last night, the three threes he hit in one of our exhibition games, he was quick to dismiss that and say, hey, that's, you know, exhibition season versus Division II competition. This is top 25 teams. But I do think that you should expect him to be utilized and you should expect contributions. Otherwise, they wouldn't be wasting a full year on what looks to be 3 months. So I'm excited for him. I think that you're going to see a guy that brings hustle, great athleticism, good length, can do some Marcus Garrett-like things defensively, but can also shoot it a little bit better. And so he's not, you know, the ball-hawking guard that Garrett is yet, but he gives you a second wave of that to bring in a 6'5 guy with long arms, quick feet, tenacious mindset, so that if you are going four guards the bulk of the time, and there'll still be some two big sets. Don't get me wrong. David and Mitch are still going to be factors here where you're going with two bigs on the floor at the same time along with Dietrich. But let's say they go four out, one in 70% of the time. Well, now you have a second wave because before you'd be dealing primarily with five guards. And if you're going to be playing four guards on the floor as much as possible, that didn't give you much in terms of reserves. And so Ochai's on board with this. His family's on board with this. It's clearly a move they didn't want to have to make because they were thinking selfishly about what he might be like 4 years from now. And Self said he could be a top 40 player in his class by the time it's all said and done. Well, the future is now, and hopefully this is one of those moves that proves to be a wise one that put Kansas right on track for a 15th straight Big 12 title.
Yeah, you're right, Brian. You can't go wrong with a chai latte. and here's let me ask you this, and anyone that if you haven't ever been up to Ames, the term Hilton magic is real. And that's not to fashion an excuse. It's just to tell you that it's one of those places that's different in college basketball. Having said that, what was the most disconcerting thing for you in the manner of how things unfolded that maybe gave you a moment of, we got to kind of get this a little bit figured out? Obviously, the injury to Doak overtakes everything. But what was disconcerting to you beyond that?
You know, it's a great question, Bruce. And it's not often that we get to sit right next to the team bench. Our home court location is across from the bench. And as many carrots as I eat, I can't read lips from 60 feet away like I can from 4 feet away. And I can't hear, obviously, when we're all the way across the floor. And so I can see Bill Self's body language really well at home. But I can't truly feel like I'm right there with the head coach, riding the emotional roller coaster, play by play, you know, impact by impact that some of these players are making, like I can when we're sitting right next to them. And on Saturday, of all the games, sit right next to them and see the frustration, to see the disappointment, to see the just completely, are you kidding me, you know, bewilderment. Like, did that really just happen? Are they not getting my message? Like, you're coming out of a huddle up where six guys run out on the floor, and this is growing pains when you have as many new players as Kansas has. Quentin Grimes runs out, he wasn't supposed to be on the floor, and you get a technical, you know? And I look up at Self, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, that's so unselflike. And it's not that he didn't do his job, but it's a lot of the factors you just alluded to, the atmosphere, the pressure that's on these guys, the fact that they've got so many young players, and just watching his disappointment, which in that second half seemingly happened every time down the floor, obviously with 24 turnovers, you know, you're going to have a lot of that. As Coach Self said, you know, you're giving away so many opportunities scoring. I mean, it's like 15 chances, you know, compared to what ISU did with turnovers. You're just giving them the ball and saying, nope, we don't want it. Go ahead, you try and score again. That's no way to win anywhere, especially on the road in one of the toughest venues you play at all year. And so I think what was most disconcerting was the frequency with which we were coughing it up, the frequency with which we were out of sorts, and there wasn't that veteran hand at the wheel to steady the wobbly wheels on this wagon that were about to fall off. You got Devontae last year to do that. You got Frank the year before. We were spoiled by those guys. They're first team All-Americans and 23-year-olds that you know are doing this in the twilight of their collegiate careers. Now, you know, you're asking either a big man, a Dedrick Lawson, to be that voice, or you're asking an 18-year-old true freshman McDonald's All-American point guard Devon Dotson to grow up fast and be that voice. And it was Dotson's first poor game. I don't worry about that at all, because the sample size we have on him is he's been excellent or beyond excellent 95% of the time. He'll learn from that. He'll grow from that. He'll be fine. But I think what was most disconcerting was there was just so many breakdowns, and there wasn't that calming extension of Self on the floor to help the head coach put his mind at ease, because, okay, this guy's going to get him huddled up, going to get him back on track, that kind of thing. And as many timeouts as he took and as much as he tried to go over it, it was just one of those days where Kansas had zero on-court, we-got-this type leadership and a lot of dysfunction that made it look even worse than you ever could have imagined it would be up there. Because even without Udoka Azubuike, Kansas should be able to beat Iowa State if Kansas plays to their optimal potential. That's a great team. It's, in my opinion, even with their loss last night in Waco, it's one of the top two threats that KU has in the conference this year. But even having said that, KU should be able to beat them if they're playing to their ability level. And it was one of those afternoons, Bruce, where almost every single guy, with maybe Quentin Grimes being the exception, was playing, if not below his ability level, certainly not any higher than his ability level. I think Dedrick was close, but even he was out of sorts at times with the turnovers. And so when that's going on and you look up at the coach, and he can only say and do so much. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right?
Sure.
You had him near the trough, but you got so many young horses, so to speak, that they were just out of sorts. And I think, to me, that was the most frustrating thing. But the good news is, it's not like we're dealing with really young, really raw, untalented guys. We're dealing with really young, really raw, uber-talented guys. And they will figure it out at some point. Just hope you don't take too many lumps in the meantime as they're trying to, you know, create that identity and find out who they are post-Doak, that suddenly you've got a 2 or 3 game gap to chase in the Big 12. And while Tech did win last night, got some help in 2 other games. Hey, if KU wins this game tonight and wins down in Waco, you're right back where you thought you'd be. And so great opportunity to get back on track away.
Yep. Talking to Brian Haney. You can hear him tonight at 6:30 right here on KFH. Tip off at 8, KU and TCU this evening. Jesse Newell does a tremendous job, obviously, covering the team, and he's got an article at Kansas.com this morning illustrating how creative and on the fly Bill Self and his coaching staffs have been over the last years and have been forced to be that way over the last, even going back to 2004, 2005 when Wayne Simien was injured. How you just don't expect season-ending injuries or suspensions or whatever to be without a player once you start dialing up game plans and systems once the season starts, or even all the way back into the late summer and early fall. What is it about Bill Self that he's able to wad up the current game plan and then just make up another one, and seemingly KU never misses a beat?
Well, first off, he's a Hall of Famer for a reason. There's so many things about him and the way his mind works and the way he can see the floor, make adjustments within a game, all of that puts him a cut above. We could do all 30 minutes today and just talking about things that make him different and set him apart. But I think when you have to make those types of adjustments in season, it starts with, do you have versatile, dynamic talent that can ask different things in different combinations and be every bit as successful? And so it starts with Bill Self, the recruiter, that usually he has not only extra bodies, but versatile bodies that can play with different combinations and make it work. But then secondly, I mean, he's so innovative and he's willing, unlike a lot of coaches, to absolutely shake it up. You know, some guys, this is the way we win. This is how we play basketball. And by golly, even if we don't have the parts we need to do it, we're going to fit that square peg in a round hole until it works or until we lose. He's not that stubborn. He recognizes and will change course pretty quickly. The only time I ever saw him just kind of go down believing in one thing was last year at Oklahoma when he felt lose the battle to win the war. Let me stick with Doak, and eventually he's going to hit a couple of these free throws, and we're going to be okay. Because if I pull him, it's going to send a bad message psychologically. And he had his reasons for doing that. But that's the only time I've ever seen him just, by golly, I'm going to draw a line in the sand, and this is the way it's going to be. Usually, if something isn't working, he's willing to make a change, whether it's between games, at halftime, whatever. And he's got the type of players that are willing to adjust on the fly as well. He's not afraid to take what he's called, you know, the hottest shooter in America the first 2 months out of the lineup and bench him for the last 6 minutes of the last 2 games. He's not liking what he's seeing and put somebody else in there. Mm-hmm. He's not one guy that gets so fixated on having to come a certain way or from a certain player. And I really respect that about him, and I think it's a big part of his winning pedigree. So we'll see what this looks like. As I said, maybe going 4 guards, 1 big, 70% of the time. We'll see what kind of impact Ochai Agbaji makes starting tonight. But don't give up on the Fulvio De Sousa notion either. I asked him straight up last night after we broke the Ochai news, and I tried to frame it from the reference of that listener driving around in his car listening to Hot Talk, thinking, okay, well, even though they play different positions, is one decision predicated by the other? Does this mean you don't think you're going to get Silvio now and you're going to have to go 4 guards the rest of the night? He said, absolutely not. We're still hopeful to get him. And once they do, Shane, they'll be able to go back to playing more 2 bigs at the same time if they want to. But if anything, hopefully by then, you've won a lot of games with the 4-guard lineup, and it's not going to look like it did when you had Josh and Devontae and Frank. But you've won enough games to where suddenly you're kind of a Swiss Army knife of an offense. And boy, how do we prep for Kansas now? Because if they do get Silvio back, you got this two-headed monster in the post, Diedrich and Silvio, that might be playing half the game together. And then you got this other attack where they're 4 out, 1 in, flying up and down the floor, pressuring the ball more and all that. Mm-hmm. Boy, I would not want to be the opposing head coach having to sort that through. And that's obviously the optimal set of circumstances, but I think it's also a realistic one if they eventually get some word back from the NCAA.
if, the operative word, if.
Yeah.
That's got to, over the last couple of years, the uncertainty of availability of players, thanks to the NCAA dragging their feet. It's obviously nothing you can do about it, but you talk about a different kind of angst.
Yeah.
It is, and you feel most for the kid, because Silvio just twists in the wind, showing up to practice every day, busting his tail, has had the best attitude he could ever possibly have. And, you know, for all that we know, you know, it was unaware of any of this stuff going on. And I, as I've told you guys before, he's one of my favorite kids on the team. So appreciative, humble, grateful, all that. And really, even though Bill Self admitted on Monday, he's crushed. Emotionally, he's crushed. You wouldn't notice it if you watch practice and you saw the way he brings it every day. And so he's done a great job of keeping his chin up and just going after it and waiting on some good news to hopefully eventually come. But you hate for the young man to say what you want to say about should Kansas, you know, have to, you know, worry and wonder about their situation. Hey, the court case found us to be the victims in this, not the other way around. But don't worry about the school as much as you worry about the kid, because the kid's earning potential for the future. The kid's, you know, immediate self-gratification of knowing everything he's pouring his heart and soul into is bearing fruit and leading to something. All of that is what's being held right now in captivity. And I hate that for him, because it couldn't happen, honestly, to a better kid. And I'm still hopeful. I know I told you that a month ago, and that's because Self was hopeful. But he still has hope. We're just all kind of right now bewildered at the holdup and trying not to talk too much about it in the meantime, because it gets you frustrated when you do.
Yeah.
But we're still hopeful we're going to see something happen real soon. And once it does happen, rest assured, he is ready, loaded for bear, and he looks really, really good. That guy you saw eat up Sagabar Kanate in the Big 12 tournament title game last year has only gotten better. And I hope we get to see that with Dietrich, because those two could absolutely make music together if they get a chance to play at the same time.
TCU's an interesting opponent tonight. Jamie Dixon can coach. We all know that. He's got a veteran team. Desmond Bain is a really nice player. Jalen Fisher obviously battling that right knee, but continues to score. They take care of the basketball. They share the basketball. This is a really interesting matchup coming back home after a pretty uncertain game up in Ames for KU to be dealing with.
It is. And, you know, some would argue that, and I talk to play-by-play guys around the league that have seen TCU in person or have seen more of their games being down in Texas than I have. This is a team that has come up a lot as one of the biggest threats to the throne. And when I think about primary competition for Kansas, given K-State's situation with Dean Wade and the way they've struggled out of the gates and the way West Virginia's played without Sagabar Kanate and all that, for me, the biggest fear, and it's not because we lost to them, it's just because they're that good and they're that deep, is Iowa State. But then I look at Texas Tech. I kind of think they're one player driven more so than any other team in the league. And if you could find a way to slow down Jarrett Culver, I think they can be had. We've seen that almost twice already. But to me, after that, it's TCU. And I've had a lot of my cohorts in the league put TCU ahead of the two teams I just told you. I've had two guys tell me straight up they think they might be the team that is the biggest, you know, threat to 15 straight. I don't know if I see that yet, but I may change my mind here in about 12 hours. I love their guard play. I love Alex Robinson. You hit it, Bruce. I mean, it is an iffy proposition when it comes to Jalen Fisher. But, man, when he's on, he shoots north of 40% from downtown and can really make some great plays for himself and for others. But to me, I think it all starts with the floor leadership of Robinson. And I look at that matchup tonight with him and Devon Dotson. You're talking about a redshirt senior transfer from Texas A&M who's averaging over 8 assists a game versus a freshman who's coming off the worst game of his career, really took it personally, is highly motivated, and really wants to bounce back in a major way, and has heard his coach endorse him as a guy that might have to be the vocal leader on this team. So how does Devon Dotson grow up a little bit tonight? As my grandpa used to say, can he put some hair on his chest with a big-time performance as a young guy? I think he can, but that matchup in particular is going to be one that I lock in on as much as any, because I think Robinson is that good.
Experts think it'll be high scoring. KU is a slight favorite. 12-1 TCU, 12-2 KU, both 1-0 in the Big 12. You can hear it, of course, right here on KFH, starting at 6:30 with the tip-off at 8, KU and TCU. Brian Haney, play-by-play voice of the KU Jayhawks. Thanks again for joining us, and as always, we will be listening.
Hey, we appreciate it, guys. Thanks for being such a great affiliate. Thanks to my friends at the Mattress Hub as well. The best sleep you'll ever get is on a mattress from the Mattress Hub and some of the best customer service, friendliest salespeople you'll ever work with. So check them out today. Owned and operated by great Wichita folks, including Ryan Beatty, my favorite KU baseball player of all time. Thanks so much, guys. Have a wonderful week.
Okay, Brian, you
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Brian.
KU-TCU tonight. KU 5.5-point favorite, over under 151.5. TCU averaging 80.5 points a game, shooting nearly 50% from the floor.
Yeah, they shoot it well, they take care of it, and they're veteran. That's a tough combination.
And also
they're well coached.
Won 9 straight, including their opener in the Big 12 against Baylor, 85-81. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's a very intriguing matchup. And West Virginia going to K-State tonight. Can K-State, you know, get off the schneid?
West
for
Virginia's
goodness sakes.
Probably a little cranky. They're both 0-2.
I would imagine.
Loser's going to be 0-3 in the league.
Just
that's
nuts.
A big mountain to climb after 3 games if you lose them all.
Man, sure is. No question. All right, we'll continue here in a moment. 10:21 in the a.m. And we'll continue here just to get after it. OTD is coming up in about 20 minutes. You've got that to look forward to. Landry Shamet had a career night. And Klay Thompson did something very unusual. 43 points, but how did he do it? Talk about that amongst other things as we continue here in a moment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.